Gentlemen,
the first case this morning is U.S. versus Juma.
Good morning, Your Honors. Stephen Shannon representing Amin Juma. Your Honors, I would only point out a couple of aspects, and then I would be happy to take any questions that the panel might have. One, I do believe that the district court did have, because of it's a complicated record. And basically, it's complicated because the defendant filed a lot of pro se motions. I believe that in examining the order of the motions that he filed in terms of the pro se notice of appeal and the pro se motion for a Rule 35 hearing, I believe that the district court did have jurisdiction at that time. And therefore, this appeal is basically filed under the jurisdiction of 28 U.S.C. 1291, appeal of a final order, rather than the sentence itself. And the other aspect is that I do believe that there's a distinction with a difference between the Richardson case and this case. And that's in the brief, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. I am Kartik Raman, and I represent the United States in this appeal. Essentially, defendant has rested on his briefs with the exception of his jurisdictional point, which we also believe is important for the Court to consider. As the government's brief discussed at length, we think there's a jurisdictional issue here that was raised in the Richardson opinion. We believe that jurisdiction for this appeal actually lies under Section 2253, assuming that the Court would agree that defendant's pro se motion would be construed as a 2255 petition. We would therefore ask that his appeal be dismissed for lack of jurisdiction. Having said this, unless the Court has questions, we respectfully rest on our briefs regarding the jurisdictional issue as well as the merits.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Anything further? Case will be taken under advisement, and we move to the second.